Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday morning. Strength of the U.S. dollar compared to currency in other countries is a big factor in successfully exporting American ag commodities. The Fed says it won't raise interest rates for now. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics says that would typically be good news for U.S. exports.
Well, it should have a dampening effect on the U.S. dollar, and it should have a dampening effect on higher bond yields. And I think you and I talked about this the last time we got together, that those were two major forces working against the commodity markets as we've come back from the WASDE report. And generally speaking, as we've come back from the Christmas and New Year holiday, the dollar is not breaking back for the price action. After the holiday, we saw the dollar rally sharply. I think it again goes back to China, and it goes back to the U.S. dollar being a safe haven in case we do have a deflationary pressure in China that's similar to what Japan experienced in the 90s. I think that's where the market is thinking this market's headed.
The financial markets overseas having a direct impact on world currencies, keeping them below the value of the U.S. dollar.
The biggest issue seems to me to be that because we can't find a bottom in Hong Kong, we can't find a bottom in Shanghai in the equity markets, that's an indication that the money's staying out of China, and therefore the Chinese currency hit an 8 to 9 week low in the offshore market against the U.S. dollar. That spills over into currencies like the Brazilian real, which would hit a fresh 2 week low, almost a 3 week low against the U.S. dollar coming back from the holiday.
If the dollar keeps strengthening against other currencies, farmers are likely looking at lower prices in the next few months and fewer exports.
What I see happening next is if this dollar continues to be bought as a safe haven, we take out the report day lows from last Friday, which we did in wheat already. But if we do that in the corn and the beans, then technically speaking, and from the way these funds tend to trade, another 5 to 8% lower is what I'm suggesting to clients and subscribers as a possibility for where we're headed next as we get into February and that base price for the new crop corn and beans.
Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. All right, we're warming up this week. The cold air of the past couple weeks pushed out of the country. Taking its place are above normal temperatures over the next week or two or three.
All of a sudden, that cold air is utterly disappearing. A few days ago, we started seeing warmer weather overspreading the western U.S., and now that warmer air is making a quick trip across the central and into the eastern United States, helping to flush out any of that remaining bitterly cold air.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the warmer weather also comes with above normal precipitation in various parts of the country, as well as the increased chance of flooding.
Between now and the end of the week, we are expecting two significant storm systems across the south that could lead to precipitation totals anywhere from 2 to 8 inches or more from eastern Texas to the central and southern Appalachians, also extending as far north as the Ohio Valley.
Rippey adds, active weather could develop later this week along or near the Gulf Coast.
Brad Rippey talking about notable below zero temperatures recorded during the nation's recent cold snap.
Just back as recently as January 13th and 14th, we saw some locations across the Great Plains and the upper Midwest seeing their coldest weather in a generation. So, for example, in Billings, Montana, where it was minus 26 on January 13th, that was the coldest weather since January 12th, 1997. Exactly the same scenario unfolding in Sheridan, Wyoming, coldest since January 97. It was minus 31 there.
This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the weather.